I really like a part that is about halfway through the second act when me and the other clowns are on a life raft. And we just hang out there during intermission. We haven't actually started doing our act yet. We just hang out there and improvise, doing funny things and interacting with the audience. I really like that part.
Ivan German will be busy clowning around the fairgrounds this weekend along with 30 other performers. The Greensboro, Vermont-based Circus Smirkus is in the midst of its Big Top Tour, a nod to its classic European-style circus tent familiar from the movies. This year's theme is Anchors Away for Atlantis. Circus hopefuls submit videos of their skills, with the most impressive invited to a two-day live audition in Vermont before the final troupe is chosen. This year's search brought in kids from as far away as Mexico and even a nine-ball juggler.
As you can imagine, bringing an event this complicated to the fairgrounds is a little bit of a nine-ball juggling task as well, so I feel a sense of compassion for the nine-ball juggler.
Janet Elsbach and her husband are driving the fairground redevelopment efforts. Since buying the 57-acre lot in December 2012, the couple has led volunteer cleanup programs, while the Great Barrington Farmers Market has made its home there every Saturday this season. The fairgrounds was once the site of the longest continuously operating agricultural fair in New England. Now Elsbach hopes the circus can move redevelopment along.
We're hoping to see a really great turnout from the community, you know, voting with their feet that this is, in fact, the kind of event that they'd like to have happen. We've heard that from a lot of people, but this is really a test of that, to see if, in fact, this is the kind of thing they'd like to see happening at the fairgrounds. And that will tell us a lot about the support we have for a community venture like the fairgrounds and what direction it can go in from here.
The circus features 200 costume pieces, 100 props, 70 spotlights, and a mile of electrical cable all underneath the 750-seat canvas tent. Performances from the 10 to 18-year-olds range from acrobats to clowning, 16-year-old Ivan German's favorite.
A good way for me to experience being in the ring and being myself while also making fun of myself at the same time and making other people laugh.
Bringing the circus to town is a big financial undertaking for the nonprofit Fairground Community Redevelopment Project. So volunteers have helped prepare the grounds, sell tickets, and house the young performers, called Smirkos. Wendy Casey is opening up her doors to one of those Smirkos and says it was an easy choice after seeing Circus Smirkus in Great Barrington about 15 years ago when she moved to the area.
And of course, as soon as they saw it, my kids wanted to join the circus. And we were kind of looking forward to it as a family event every year, but it didn't come back.
Casey hopes her now-grown kids can come back to create a new yet old family memory. Her son is the final holdout, but she's confident he'll make it back to town.
As long as one of those Smirkos doesn't take his bed, right?
Well, too late.
For more information on the circus and the fairgrounds redevelopment efforts, go to WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.